Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there and doing the best I can as fast as I can, as usual.
Venus just went into your sign.
So, what do you think of tonight's chart?
Oh, you know, there's some interesting things that I like about it. Okay, first of all, the Arabic part of fortune is conjunct the sun tonight. So, I really like that. I think it's a lot of fun because today, what that means to me is that today brought some good things around. And I like that because tomorrow we have the sun conjunct Uranus. Great epiphanies can come tomorrow, is what I am going to say, for your soul benefit. So there's no hard aspects to that conjunction, so I like it.
All righty then. Well, I like that Venus just got into Cancer, my sign.
Yep. I figured you would. That's because I left that up to you.
I know you did. You're so darling. Okay, but Venus in Cancer, it's very early. So still on the Gemini cusp tonight. But what it tells us to do is look at our choices and then engage our intuition in the same moment. It's very sweet. That's what I like about the chart tonight. And again, we're going to have, again, Sun, part of Fortune, Uranus. They are combust right now. We're talking about having a major epiphany in the real practicality. These are Taurian energies, okay? And so because of that, I have a lot of people that are looking at property, looking at where they're going to live. They're looking at their physical health, which your physical body is the most important piece of real estate you'll ever take responsibility for. All this is going on right now, so people are going to say, okay, I'm going to do a workout, or I've decided I'm going to do something that to my home. I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm going to plant a garden, okay? It's spring. So there's a lot of interesting things that are going to come in. I can see as part of revelation of that. Now, Mercury retrograde, of course, in Taurus, it's not, I want to say, as disarming as if it was in Virgo or Gemini, because they're Mercury ruled. Mercury retrograde in Taurus, it is about making practical investigation on how you want to move forward to that which stabilizes you or your family. Because some people are not riding solo. You know, they have family concerns, they have a mate, they have pets, they have all these things they have to consider whenever they're making a major decision. But this is a great time to be at the drawing board, but not the time to sign the documents or make the big change. It's a time to look at every single opportunity in real life, in reality, because we are living on the earth plane as spiritual as we are. What do you think?
Oh, I love all that you said. I agree with everything that you said. So, you know, and I do, you know, this is not with a physical Mercury in Taurus. This is not a time to take action, that's for sure. You know, again, practical plans. I agree with you so much about that. Thinking about it, contemplating about it, looking at what goes on is great. This is a really a strong time for self-nurturing and contemplation with the Mars in Cancer, and it is trine Neptune. There's a tremendous amount of imagination, seeing a broader picture, feeling that energy, okay? It's a great psychic energy, too, but you can really, this is a retrospective. It's going into yourself and really looking at what your true plans are, what your true direction is, you know, and really finding what works for you can come under this retrograde. I love that about it.
Absolutely. Because, again, you understand that all things that manifest begin on the emotional, intellectual, and spiritual plane. So what is it you truly desire in your heart? What do you think is your greatest gift? What do you come here to do? And how can that serve both you and others? Okay? So that's kind of what we're looking at. Now, Jupiter's getting ready to go into Taurus. Now, it hasn't been in Taurus in 12 years. And so it's going to enter there on the 17th of this month. Okay? Now, Mercury is still going to be in its shadow in Taurus at that time. It doesn't get out of its shadow until the 1st of June. So now we have an opportunity to look at what we want to manifest and also to give it some wiggle room to make it maybe a little bit different and say, okay, there's more than one way I can accomplish this. So I have to do my due diligence. I have to do my research. A lot of people I'm talking to right now are trying to make major changes in their life. And I'm trying to help them look at both paths because their intuition, their third eye, how they're perceiving this is important in this equation. It's person-specific. It's soul-specific. Okay? And so I've been doing a lot of spiritual counseling, even more than my readings, but I'm trying to combine the two. And I know you, Jacqueline, do the same thing. So you know what I'm talking about. But understand when you
so
speak with us.
One.
Yeah, and when you're speaking with us, we are looking at your reality, but we're also looking at your potential that you can reach for, that you can touch, you can dream, and you can believe, and it's going to get you to the next step. Now, because of the retrograde Mercury, manifestation things are a little bit on hold, but the facts. Look at the facts. Look at the black and white and yes and no. Taurus is a fixed earth sign. Mercury being there says, okay, is it a yes or no? If it's a maybe, it's not the time to make the decision. It's that simple. It's not that complicated, okay? So that's what I'm going to suggest. I have a lot of things on my plate right now. I've got some new opportunities coming in with what I do for my work, as all of you know, calling to the show all the time. I can see a lot of you on hold right now, so I'm not going to belabor the point. But, again, I have to weigh, because I have an opportunity to do something and make a big launch, but I can't leave my personal people behind. They've been with me for 28 years. I cannot do that. And there's only so much time, energy, and tension in this world that you can use in a 24-hour day. So I am using the Mercury retrograde to think deeply. Go deeply within and just determine my next step and how I'm going to respond to the different opportunities that are coming my way. Because, again, I'm the kind of person, I'm very devotional, I'm a Cancer sun, so I want to make sure that I keep the integrity of my work where it needs to be, and I'm very genuine and sincere with every person I read. And Jacqueline is just the same way. That's why we do this show. That's why we want to help all of you in any way we can. And you might be experiencing the same thing in your life right now. Okay? I could go to this. I could move there. I could do this. Yes. But Mercury retrograde says, all right, look at the details in real life. You are living on Earth. Okay? But keep your spiritual energies right where they need to be when you're looking at the practicality of blend them together as well as I can. Do you agree with me, Jeff?
I agree. It is.
Yep.
Look at it. Yep. It, you know, and one of the things I love about Taurus is it's very grounded, and it is very down to earth. But it always seeks beauty as well. And as long as you're looking at the beauty, you're going to find the answers. That's the big thing with Taurus.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, let's take a caller and see what we can do to help them. What do you think, Jacqueline?
How about we do that?
All right, then. Air code 646, you're on the air. Hello.
Good evening, Jacqueline and Aphrodite. Good evening. This is Priscilla. So nice of you to take my call.
Priscilla, happy to hear from you again, sweetheart.
Yes, yes. How are you?
Doing well.
Hang in there.
Good. Like us all, yes. So, yes, I'm no news, but, you know, I'm hanging in there. So I'm wondering what you guys see in terms of the lunar eclipse that happened recently. It was on Friday in Scorpio, and I don't think my degree matched. It was like 14 minutes and 38 seconds or 48 seconds. But if you could take a look and see if it impacted me at all or anything you see in terms of
perhaps. Now, are you living in New York now?
I am, yes. I'm in New York City. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you have to remember this is a partial lunar eclipse, okay,
mm-hmm.
with a
mm-hmm.
Scorpio-Taurus polarity point.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what a polarity point is? A polarity point is balance.
No. It's a balance
what?
Balance, okay.
It's a balance because when you have a full moon, there is a balance that goes between the moon and the sun. So the
mm-hmm.
polarity point, okay? Now, the Taurus energy is all about practicality, but the Scorpio energy is about your own personal deepest needs and desires, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to invest in, okay? What are your deepest needs and desires, and how do you balance that when you're moving forward to what you already obtained, okay? So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of what you're looking at here, okay? I'm putting
mm-hmm.
up your chart right now, sorry.
Sure.
All right.
Let me go into that because, you know, you're talking 14 degrees of Scorpio, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with
your
14
Mars
or 15.
Your Mars is 10 degrees, your Neptune is 17 degrees.
I see.
It is completely within orb. I have to agree with everything Aphrodite said about rebalancing, and I do think it is a rebalancing of exactly that, really
mm-hmm.
reorganizing your life of really what direction do you want to go, what really is important and not important to you. I think that full moon really could, you know, stretched it a little bit to say, hey, you've got to take a second look at this, of what's being presented to you in the physical world out here. Because in your natal chart, that goes from your first house to your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it really is about rebalancing those one-to-one relationships at this point in time for your greater benefit. So it's going to show you all the nasty right now is what I'm trying to say so that you can emotionally rebalance it. That's what that's all about because all this Taurus energy is entrined to all that Virgo energy of yours. And I say
mm-hmm.
to you, this is a great empowering time for you to really make some psychological changes. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, the one thing I want to tell you, Priscilla, but maybe you have not considered, I know you're also very, very versed in astrology. I love that about you. Okay. And the thing is, you have to remember, too, that we have a partial lunar eclipse. Now, it was not visible in America,
uh-huh.
North America or South America. It was not visible here. But that doesn't mean
uh-huh.
it's not power. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the Scorpio moon is sitting on your Mars, Neptune, and your vertex, or your electric ascendant, in your chart in New York City. In your fifth house, romance, children, recreation, making life deep, fun, meaningful, and bringing a smile on your face at the end of the day. Okay? So I'm just bringing that up. And then Cat is opposing and attracted to all the Taurus energies, which Jacqueline talked about. And they're complimenting all your Virgo stuff. So I want to ask you a weird question because I have you on the line.
Of course.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your sense of humor?
Oh, I think it's like a 9. It's up there.
I would bring it up 12, honey, right about now. I really would. You know, it's like doing a dance right now with you. Let's do the dance, okay? And let every moment in a day have its benefit. And, again, keep your sense of humor because you are, your chart to me right now looks great. I mean, I'm loving it.
I really hope I get a scale. Yeah, that'll.
All right.
I'm glad you're loving it. Is there any indication of like anything happening in terms of getting an offer and getting the ball rolling?
Well, it's because Mercury is retrograde in Taurus.
Yeah.
It's about sealing the deal that's concrete just yet, but this is your time to do the investigation, the research. Okay. Feedback. Now it's going to go direct on the 16th, but it's on shadow until June 1st. Okay?
Right.
So right, what you want to do, get all your ducks in a row. Get all your ducks in a row, girlfriend, because this Scorpio moon is going to have you do that we just had. And you're going to realize what an amazing resource you are. And when you honor your gifts and yourself, others will pick up on the energy, and they will honor you as well. It just works that way. You know, it's the law of metaphysics. Okay. So be persistent. Be funny. Be the character you are and know that you are worth investing in, and you want to invest in someone that will invest back. It's an opposition point. Okay? Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I do. Absolutely.
Yep. Right. Well, I'm already in a relationship, so that's not the issue, I guess. I mean, relationship in terms of seventh house, want contracts and negotiations. I'm hoping that'll come forward, you know, something maybe. I don't know what else, how else it could play out, really.
So you have to understand your relationships right now have to be deep. Business and pleasure. I don't care which one you're working on, okay?
Okay, right.
Deep, it has to be real, okay?
That's always
and
been the case with me after that.
Yeah, and you do need black and white yes and for your personal relationships and your relationships. If they're petting, they're probably not worth your time. If they're into one your personal relationship, same thing. If this person's really deep down in there with you, honey, enjoy it, okay?
Are
you looking at the contract as far as work is concerned? Some kind of contract as far as work?
No, for my home. Remember, my condo. I've been trying to sell it for a while. If you
it's
remember,
property.
So
it's a property. It's a property.
My property.
With all that Taurus energy which rules real estate. And as I mentioned earlier, Jupiter doesn't move into Taurus immediately, but it's really close right now. And so right now is the time to negotiate and look for the possible deal, but not sign the document. If you can wait until after June 1st, I would much more prefer that. Okay?
Right. I'm just waiting for an offer.
Because usually,
at this point.
Right. But know this. Okay? Because Mercury's retrograde, people that are wanting to sign up and make a contract would be misrepresenting themselves. So they want to buy it, but their bank says no, okay? So it's going to happen, okay? But don't let it discourage you because sometimes they can go to another bank and they can make it happen if they really want the property, okay?
Ride
the train because I know when Jupiter gets into Taurus on the 17th of this month, it's going to be a full year. And Jupiter's a planet of good fortune and abundance. It's only in Taurus in 12 years. And right now, it's going to be moving through the space where all the Taurus planets are right now at the eclipse. So know it's coming to you. And this year, what you have a passion for, what you want to create, will come to pass. It's going to happen instantly? No. I think there's other things even after the contract. But know you're going to be blessed. Okay? And that's the most important thing to remember. But we probably have to go to the next caller. Anything to add?
Oh, just hang in there. This is everything she said is right. It is all about negotiations. Things are going to change for you within the next few weeks to where it'll be better for you is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah.
I'm hanging in there, you know, but it's tough. It's been a wild ride. It's taken much longer than I
ground
thought.
Ground yourself better.
Yes,
ground
I
yourself
will.
Better than you have been, maybe.
Let
yourself, I don't care if earth, I don't care if you put on hematite, however you ground yourself, ground yourself knowing this will manifest in the appropriate moment. If you remember that our timing and divine time is different,
right.
Working with a calendar. They're working what's best for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Trust it. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah. It's been months. So it's
I know.
Tough, but I will hang in there. I will hang in there. All right, ladies. And you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know whether it's the connection or I don't know. But let's see. But anyway, thank you, and have a lovely evening, both of you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sweetheart. All right.
God bless. Bye. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
A lot of intensity in that eclipse for her, though, right, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah, that was a little bit of an intense
very
one.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Oh, yeah. All right, so you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello.
Echo 216, you're on the air. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, this is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Go away.
I'm about a 27.
I know you keep saying hanging in there. Well, that's okay. Sometimes we have to hang in there, you know. It's part of life.
Yeah.
It is.
Great.
I know. So my birthday, you'll have me in there. I call like every 3 months. It's September 1st, 1965 at 11:33 p.m. I'm pretty sure that's the time. You know more than me. It's in your system. I know.
Livonia, Michigan, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And where do you live now?
I live in Westlake, Ohio.
Oh, Jacqueline's very familiar with that area. Cool.
Yeah, she told me that last time. Yeah. Yeah, I like it here.
Yeah. Ohio's a beautiful state. It really is.
So. Yeah, they have a lot of nice stuff. So I want you to see in my chart what my career has for me in the next 6 months. I know I had some bad planets in there, but they left in the end of January of last year. So what are you picking up now? Please, sorry. I enjoy my job. Career kind of job.
Are you planning on leaving your work or anything? You have these beautiful signs and blessing lines to your sun. Part of Fortune Uranus Pluto connection that with all these Taurus energies going through there. I'm looking at this going, I don't know that you have a problem with your work. So
No, not with the work I do, my capacity of doing it. I work for a big company. There's just one particular person there that kind of gives me a hard time. That's the only struggle I have, but don't you always have one? But other than my job, no, I enjoy it. So I'm so glad there's good planets. I know I didn't for a few months. But you do see good things?
Yeah, Venus is transiting through your first house, going over Jupiter, Mars is in your second house of personal finances. Some people may grate on your nerves, but at least, you know, things are moving in the right direction. So I have to say that I'm not worried about it. It's not as hard of a situation as before. You're coming up to your Saturn return in your 10th house of your career.
Okay.
And with that, it's all about your tenure. Okay, it's all about your authority, your seniority, your taking the high road in the crazy of the situation.
Oh,
okay?
I am.
So I call it extinct the behavior. You go along and sing your own little melody and just ignore the circumstances that you don't, you know, that you don't want to engage.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. So really, as a whole, I see you coming more into your power more than any
because
kind of...
Yes.
Because of the Saturn return coming into your 10th house of your career. Yeah.
It's coming
absolutely.
In now. When does it hit? Or is it I'm already in there?
No,
it's a ways away.
Okay.
It's a ways away. Your Saturn's at 14 degrees of Pisces. Let me tell you when you go through it exactly. I can do that right now. Let me take a peek at this. The Saturn's going to retrograde, and then it's going to move forward, and we need it. You realize Saturn return doesn't happen until April of
24. Wow, I was thinking fall.
That's okay,
because Saturn
goes
forward, then it retrogrades, okay. And then it moves forward again, okay? But what it
okay.
does is it helps you to reevaluate and renegotiate your promotion, okay, your recognition
okay.
of your excellence. Oh, yeah. So it's a process and not an event. However, okay, the other thing I love in your chart right now is that these Taurus planets are just kissing all your Virgo right now. It's, like, so cute. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
as
so
far
funny.
As security in all ways. Security emotionally, physically, intellectually, you know, whatever, financially. I feel you're on a really good upswing. Now, the one person that you're having difficulty with, let me tell you about that person, okay? Right now, my feeling is this person is born of ego, right?
Yes, but it's insecurity.
Yes.
She's very
passive-aggressive.
That's the person...
Right.
I've never met it. She's the perfect definition, but go on. I'll let you talk. Thank you.
Well, I can tell you that right now it's a situation where practice passive resistance.
Okay.
Now, do you know what passive resistance is?
No. I thought you were just saying.
All right, I'm
going to
tell you what it is because
people
will go for the throat, wear a turtleneck, okay? This is what I'm telling you. So when people try to invoke from you some kind of an emotional reaction or response, don't give it to them. It's a kind of weird spiritual feeding that they're doing. So instead of getting into it with her, say one good thing about what she did today or one good thing she did yesterday. Is don't make it diminish your power. Give her a little teeny bit of maybe appreciation because I think she's coming from a place of lack, okay? So take the high road with this one. Take the high road.
I know.
Say, okay, wow, you know, I remember you did this yesterday. That was amazing. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be a long, you know, conversation. Just show a little bit of appreciation and support for this person at this time, and do it just in dribs and drabs. It doesn't have to be overblown. But I think if you do that, you'll start to see her true self. Because she, right now, I think has been in a situation where she has really had to prove herself everywhere. So she's not secure at all, even though she's putting that ego out there. Because that's what I'm seeing. Like, you are seeing it too, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yep. So instead, become her ally. But do it on the mental level where there's no emotional investment. Okay?
A good
Say,
point.
You know what you did yesterday? That was pretty amazing. Good for you. Yeah? Because you could help this person heal, even if that's not your primary directive. but you could help them in a way because they are coming from a past that you are not part of. But it's kind of
that's
running
right.
over subconsciously in our current working environment with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's great advice.
You're welcome. Like I said, again, we have to remember that we're part of the matrix where we involve ourselves. And all the people around us have their own story. My mother used to have an expression. She said everybody could write at least two or three books. We all have our history.
Hey, everybody
we all have
has
their own history. Yep. Yep. And I think that you're strong enough and good enough to put maybe a little bit of cinnamon in her tea, okay? So do that.
You're right.
For now.
Thank you, okay. Both of you. That was great advice.
You're welcome. We're so happy you called in. Jacqueline, I loved doing the show, and we appreciate you checking in with us. And keep us posted, okay?
Oh, I love it. Astrology is so accurate, and I appreciate you guys for doing this. Oh, I will always come to your show. Thank you so much.
Thank
have
you.
Both of you have a wonderful evening.
God bless you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Sweet night. All right. Bye. Oh, my goodness. You know how that showed up to me, Jacqueline? That showed up with me with her Mercury in Leo, and we was angling off with the Taurus planets. I knew that person really needed more strength from her. More strength from her. Just came into my brain. I mean, I didn't mean to take over the session. Sorry. But, yeah.
No worries.
I just see it so clearly.
Gotcha.
Yep. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Air code 845, you are on the air.
Hi. Hello, my name is Maria. I call from New York. I got to ask you something. I can make a talk to my daughter for me. Some information I got at this trend. You understand me?
Is this
no,
Maria?
No, I can't hear you very well. I can't hear you very well. Have you called in before?
Yes. I say I'm putting my daughter in the phone. And absolutely no more. My name is Maria. And I'm going to May 15 and I'm being a father too. Do you remember me? Is there something I got at the screen that I'm not at the screen? I want to put my daughter to talk to. Otherwise, listen, I got to win this everything. I put a lawyer on the mirror. You think I'm going to win?
Is this Maria?
Yes.
Okay. You're really hard to hear. Are you away from the phone? Can you get it up closer to your, to you?
Yes. I said something happened in the house. So I put a lawyer on the mirror. I want to know if I can win it or lose it.
I can't hear her at all. But my phone's been weird. Okay.
Hello?
So your question was about your
brother.
Hi,
is this better?
Oh, that's much better.
Hi, my mom was asking if I could explain the situation to you that she's going through right now, the question that she has.
Okay.
Great. Now, when is her birthday?
May 15th, 1942.
And born in New York, and she has no time of birth, correct?
No, it says like noon. Not noon, I want to say 12 on her birth certificate, but it doesn't put a.m. or p.m. So I don't know.
Okay. We're going to try 12 noon. Just the heck of it, okay? Let's do that. And now, is she still in New York? Are you still in New York?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Now, she has...
I don't have any of
it. Say again?
So I don't have any of it.
Well, I have her as May 15th, 1942.
Yes.
But I had put her in at 6 a.m. because I do that from dawn if I don't have a time. But now her daughter's saying it's 12 p.m. and it's in New York, New York. Okay.
Okay. She's
all
in
right.
Rockland, but yeah, New York. But she was born in Sicily, Palermo.
Oh yeah,
I know,
that's
we had
right.
Yeah, we had relocated her though.
Yeah.
So let me do that again, just to make sure I'm looking at the right chart for you. Hold on 1 second, okay? All right.
Thank you so much.
It's not a problem. We just want to do the best we can with what the technology we have. Sicily, Italy, right?
Yes.
Palermo. Okay,
yes.
So what was the question that she had for us tonight?
She is wondering, something happened in our house, and she's putting a lawyer on it. She believes I hooked her up with the lawyer I had used in the past. She's wondering if she'll win the case against the company. The name of the company starts with the letter T, like Thomas. She was just wondering if she'll win, if this is the right course of action. Any kind of information you have, she appreciates.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too. Thank you. So kind, both of you.
How do you spell Sicily?
Sicily from Palermo.
S-I-C-I. Yeah, Palermo.
Which is
P-A-R.
Say it again.
No. E-L-M-O.
P-A-L-E-R-M-O.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
I can't get it with an S or a C on my computer right now, okay? So give it to me again.
P. P is in Paul. A-L-E-R.
No, no. P-A-R. Like P-A-R. Par L E M O. Thank you for your patience, both of you.
Okay. I got it. Okay. All right. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her and I'm going to relocate her now to New York because I want to see the stars that are above her now, okay? Let me do that really quickly. No problem. We're there with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so litigation, is it with a family member or is it with the public?
No, company. No, with a company. Yeah, the public.
Okay. Wow.
Is it? Is this some kind of personal injury? Because there's all this work on her house and her solo return this year.
No, I hope it doesn't turn into personal injury, but it is like very, it's becoming uninhabitable. Yeah, it's really difficult.
Well, I'm definitely, you know, one of the things, because I'm looking at, she's going to be in New York for her birthday. So that's what I'm looking at
yes.
here, which is coming up, okay?
Yes.
And so when it comes to that, it really strongly has a strong indication that she has some work to do on her own physical health. So if this is like a, you know, something to do with a problem with, you know, where she's living, she may have some kind of health issue here, okay? It is. I don't see any kind of surgery or anything involved in this.
It's hard to breathe. Could that be it?
That could be it. Again, here, she might be breathing in some kind of toxin. I would check and see what's going on with that because, again, here, I do feel that she needs to address whatever it is. And it
oh,
does
yeah.
have to do with it and make a transformation and change as a result of that. So I do think there's that has to be put into that. Now let Aphrodite talk about the litigation. What do you think?
Thank you.
The there's a lot going on behind the scenes here, okay? And to me, there's no judgment that's been yet established. But all that's going to happen by the 1st of June, okay? And I see a positive outcome. I see a positive outcome. So right now, make sure you have all the information. She was born right on the new moon. Oh, my Lord, yes, in Taurus. And all these Taurus planets are supporting her, okay? And so what I'm seeing is that her ascendant, if she was indeed born at noon, is at 28 degrees of Taurus on the Gemini cusp. And her Uranus, the planet of making things turn around completely, an epiphany, kissed her part of fortune and her Saturn in Gemini, she will win this. But it will not be until the 1st of June or close to it right now, okay? But all the planets are working in her favor, and there will be more than one option. In other words, there's room for negotiation here as well, okay?
Right,
and,
right.
And it will come to pass, but Pluto is retrograde Aquarius right now. So she needs not to take this emotionally. She needs to look at this as a business decision to calm her down, okay? It's a business decision, and the truth will be revealed, and she will get a positive outcome to calm her down, say, wait it out. Just wait it out. There's a lot of trines and blessing lines coming in at the end of May for her. So she's going to know even before the final judgment that it will be fine. It will be good. Okay?
Well, thank you. Yes, so the lawyer is the right course of action because I tried to, you know, do it myself for her, but I don't think I'm getting anywhere. So that's why I said, you know, this lawyer was good for me in the past.
I think there's going to be a lawyer involved, but it's also going to be another person involved that may be like their girl or guy Friday that does some of the research too. Because I see two people working with her, professionals that know the rules and know the laws. They will bring this to fruition. Find them. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
And do it now. As soon as you
can. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm calling.
Okay?
I already have, like, some papers together. I'm calling him tomorrow again, the lawyer I found, and yes, for her. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You
have a sweet night, and thank you for calling. And keep us posted, honey, okay?
Thank you. I will. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Right. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless
you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
A lot going on there. We didn't have a birth time before, so it was hard to see it.
And now we do.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I like some of the stuff that's going on in that first house of the New York chart right now. And I think there's going to be more than one option. And I think she's going to choose the right one. As long as she can lose the emotional charge. The emotional charge was through the roof. I'm sure you saw that too, right, Jacqueline?
I surely did.
Yep, yep.
Now,
I wanted to bring that. Yeah.
In her solar return, it makes her focus on her health. So there is a distraction on that, too, for her. So.
But I also think, I agreed with you, that part of this was her physical body, too. This is affecting her health. I so agree with you on that. Thank you. Yes. Because your body is the most important piece of real estate you'll ever own. And because she's feeling so threatened about her foundation, it can affect her physical matrix. Thank you so much for mentioning that, Jacqueline, because again, I love you and I adore you. I know you can see things with your teaching as much as I can. Yes, she needs to take care of herself, too. Yep, absolutely. Yep. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Air code 561.
You hear me?
You're on the air. Hi. How are you?
Yeah. Hi. Well, I'm doing okay. Hope you're doing good. My job, after almost 3 years, closed down the end of, like, in March. And, you know, they just closed the office. Yeah, they closed the office. That's why, yes, Stacy.
Gotcha. Okay, girl.
Yeah, they closed. So I was very upset because money was really tight and everything, and everything, people were getting fired and they weren't even getting paychecks. So one of the guys there found us another job. I guess he knew somebody. And, you know, we thought it was going to make more money. And one gal who's there, her birthday's May 6th, and she's making good money, and the rest of us are having, like, really bad dialer. And I don't know if it's leads or is it a coincidence, because, you know, we're struggling, and, you know, she's, you know, it's like she's getting everywhere, and a guy's at this other company. This other guy, he said he was making good money until, you know, she started working there, and only a few people are making good money. And I don't know if it's coincidence or retrograde, how long I'll stay there, but it's just very stressful, you know, because it took me so long to find work.
You're December 26th, right?
Yes.
I thought so. And you're in Boca, right?
Delray, yes. Close.
Close.
It's okay. It's all right. All right, let's see what goes on here with you. Okay.
Because we don't know if, I mean, my fear is if this one closes down because, you know, they didn't, you know, they didn't tell us till like the end.
That's a lot of times what they do. It's corporate America, sweetheart. I'm sorry. But, oh, boy. Oh, boy. I have to tell you, you need to be ready to make a change. And very soon. Wow. This could open up a whole new door for you. Yep. Wow. This could be a blessing in disguise, believe it or not.
Really?
What do you think, Jacqueline? Yeah.
That's scary. I have to say that. Okay. And again here, it's making you address your fear of security and safety, okay, is really what the facts are, okay? All of these Taurus planets are trining your sun at this time and passing over them. What they're going to do is they're going to go through the Taurus energy into the Gemini, which is your sixth house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about. Is that there's a change afoot, and you have the option. You have to sometimes look at, and I agree with her so much, that this is such a blessing in disguise. You may shake your head, but you have a Mars in Aquarius. Your life has always been on the edge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't, you know, there's different things that go on that really, you know, are highly unusual in your life compared to others. So don't be surprised, because not only is that going on, but Mars is transiting into your eighth house. And I say to you that there's a change afoot, and it's for your benefit, and you may have an option of not only staying with this job, but going somewhere else as well, or finding a better opportunity. So
you see when that is? Because I'm just, you know, when Aphrodite was like, uh-oh, it scared me.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's not about you. It's about the damn company, okay? You have knocked off the ball, sweetheart. You're fine. It's about the company and their mismanagement. It's not about you and yourself, your determination, your integrity. No, it's not about you. But the circumstances are going to put you into a space. Well, your work ethic and your integrity are going to be even better, okay? So know this, and don't shrink from the challenge of looking elsewhere, even though right now you're gainfully employed, you're not getting paid what you're worth again. So that's okay for now, but you're putting a Band-Aid on a heart attack. So I'm going to encourage you to to look for other opportunities, even right now you're gainfully employed, okay? Because it's going to give you the ability and a little wiggle room to really look at what you truly need and desire. Mars is right now trying to your Venus and your Neptune, and it's going to become even stronger. And as Jacqueline pointed out, it's going to go into your 8th house and investing in yourself. You're probably 2 weeks away from finding something even better than what you've got right now. But for right now, because you are making some money, keep that and do the research, girlfriend. During the Mercury retrograde, do the research, but don't change until after June 1st, okay? But I think you're right where
some
you need
to be. Some people are looking right now because of everything, because you know how the other thing closed up, and this one has signs
of. Yeah, but don't put yourself in anxiety about
this. Leads being bad.
No, lose the anxiety. Say, okay, new game. Let me move forward, look at what else I can manage here. Now, because Mercury is retrograde in Taurus right now, which actually does complement Capricorn, it's going to go direct on the 16th, but it's still in shadow until June 1st. And you know how it is. You go to an interview, there's two interviews, whatever. By June 1st, you could be sitting pretty, girlfriend, sitting pretty with a new opportunity. It's that close.
Do you think I'm getting fired or the place is going to be closing?
No, I think you're going to find something better.
Yeah, because other people are looking right now because of the way management. Because in the other office, like, certain things were going really good. And then all of a sudden, like, anything, signs of closing and this and that. And this thing already, you know, there's problems already with. You know what I mean? The signs, like in the other company, that's why I got them getting worried.
Right. I hear you. But look now. Start applying now. Don't wait. Go. Okay?
Because
you know it's going to take a
while. Okay, so I'll be happy soon?
Yes, you will be happy by the 1st of June. Take your time. Stay where you are. Get some income coming in. And now you have a little more courage to pursue things that maybe you would not have before when you had no support. So do it, and do it more than once. In other words, really look. Remember, when you go to an interview, they're hiring you, but you're hiring them. You're going to spend 40 hours a week working for them. You want to be honored because of your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a hard worker. You always have been. You need to work with an employer that really appreciates you, honey. But we have other people on hold, so we can't keep you on the phone forever. But I think this is going to
Some of the management there have been, like, out. Like, we think they're looking for other work. So it seems like they know something we don't.
They're all feeling the writing on the wall anyway, so start looking now. Okay?
Oh, I'm so glad I talked to you. I really am. I really am.
We're
because
glad
I was
you called
panicking
us
about
because, you know, we've been following you for a long time. And you're going to be good. You're going to be good. And Jupiter's going to be going into Taurus, okay, very soon, next week. It's going to be there for a year, and you are going to stabilize, my friend, in a way you couldn't do in 12 years. There's a blessing right now. There's a blessing on your head right now, so do the research, okay?
Oh, thanks. And, you know, because, you know, I haven't made friends, nothing. It's just like you go to into a toxic environment, into another thing, and it's just really, it's gotten really bad. You know what I mean? This has gotten, worse.
But we have to go and take one more call because we're almost at the top of the hour. We are feeling good about this for you.
Okay, I'd love to listen.
Okay,
thank
sweetheart.
You. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Okay.
God bless
you,
too.
Bye-bye. I can't wait till Jupiter just starts to trine her. Oh, my God.
It'll help.
It's time. Do you want to try and take one more? We got 5 minutes left. What do you want to do?
Sure, why not? Let's take a quick one.
Air code 269, you are on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello,
how are you?
Very good, thanks. My name is Pamela.
Have you called me before, Pamela?
Yes, many, many months ago, probably a year at least.
When's your birthday?
7/18/62. Born at 7:47 a.m.
All right.
I'm ready.
You are so ready. I love that. I have a lot of Pamela, so I think you're probably Pamela 4. Let me see. You sure are. Born at 7:47 a.m. in Bourne, Massachusetts. Where do you live now?
Michigan.
What city?
Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. How do you like Kalamazoo?
At times, it's wonderful.
Well, that
it's
was
been a, haven.
A disclaimer. Oh, my God. That was such a disclaimer, girlfriend. Are you serious? Okay.
Well,
I have
a favorite city, so I can't say it's my favorite place to live, but...
Well, when you were born, you had 22 degrees and 29 minutes of Leo ascending. In Kalamazoo, it's only 11 degrees of Leo and 7 minutes. So all your planets change signs when you moved there, by the way. So what's your big question tonight?
Just about the near future with what you're seeing astrologically for my sign and for career. Other things.
Seriously? This is not
why is it bad?
Well, how much technology do you use in your work?
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of squares here right now. Okay. You've got great Taurus planets in your 10th house of career. Unfortunately, they're intercepted. Okay. Where you live now. So there's no doorway to them. The job you have now, are they going through a great change with their technology?
No. Well, yes, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I already knew it was yes, but all right. but see, it's a T-square right now, so you're on a balance beam. And Mercury's retrograde right now in your 10th house of your career, where you live now. And it is squaring the Aquarian planets in your chart, which means you don't mind working with technology, but you want to be much more user-friendly, and you're supposed to be an administrator now and teaching more than working, right?
Not presently. I would like to.
I think that's where it's going. I think that's where you need to go. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. You know, there are a lot of restrictions there, but again, I think things are going to go over the next couple of months, transform and change. Mars is going to transit over your sun here shortly, and in a couple of months start to end up into your first house, okay? This is where you really get to take charge and make some transformations and changes. Squares are where they challenge you. And what is going on right now is what challenges you at your work is what you must overcome. You have to look at it as, okay, this too shall end. All I have to do is figure out how to navigate through it is all you have to do. Because these transformations and changes will really teach you how to be on your toes. Okay? That's what it's all about. But in a couple of months, I think you're going to be much more happier with your work than you are today.
Okay. Do I have to move for these transformations to take place?
Well, that's kind of up in the air. Now, because of what just happened with the eclipse, you could work electronically from a distance. Or you could relocate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You could also have a combination where you go to a place, but then you also out of your home. I'm kind of seeing like a combination might be growing here. I think that could be okay for you. All right?
Okay.
But right now, because all the Taurus planets are intercepted in your 10th house, sometimes you could be the invisible woman. You could end up working remotely rather than in person. Okay. Do you work remotely now?
No. I mean, I have at times, and I'm actually up for a couple jobs that are remote.
Yep. I would deeply look into them because, you know what? Gives you a chance to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had one in a while. So.
Right.
I think that could be good. So at the end of the day, I'd like to see you be able to relax, enjoy nature, pets, whatever you like to do. Because you're looking so much for security right now that you have lost your sense of flowering like a rose to the sun, actually live a life. It's not all about just working and making the money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think you're ready to do that. And I think remote would be good because you can spend time in your home where you're happy and
mm-hmm.
have pets if you like them. Have a garden if you want to. Go out and about a little bit more. You need to have more of a life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, very good.
And I think that's where this is leading you. And Mars is going to pass over your sun in 5 days. And I'll be very surprised if you didn't realize what Jacqueline and I shared with you tonight is how you need to address this. Okay? You've got a lot of great energy in your chart, and technology is always going to be a part of it. Excuse me. But lifestyle is also important. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look to see what you can manifest. Now, you work too hard, you worry too much. Okay? And now is the time to work smarter, not harder. And as Jacqueline pointed out, to feel more secure about where you find yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to either be at home when you're working or be at home where you work in this cycle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is the
we're
goal.
We're off here. Yep.
Okay, great.
But this is what I'm going to share with you tonight because, you know, again, Jacqueline, do you have anything additional to add?
Well, I think she's got it. You know, you've got this. Is what I'm going to say.
Yep.
Great.
Got it.
You
yep.
Have confidence in yourself. You've got it. Wait for the
great.
Right opportunity. It'll happen.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you, ladies, and thank you for going over time for me. I appreciate it. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You have a sweet night. We're just going to put our numbers out there for the people we couldn't get with, but it's all
okay,
good.
Great.
Okay,
great. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. This is Vinny Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. You can reach me.
You're here every Sunday night. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was just going to say, you can reach me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
You can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and Jack and I do the show every Sunday night to help people that are trying to find their way and to reach out with our beautiful art, science, of astrology. And thank you so much for following us and calling in, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.